previously on Beer Coasters.
Let's crack it.
Ooh, roasted roastiness.
It's definitely like a bitter sweet.
Yeah, right off the bat, I'm getting...
See how clever we are?
Hello, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best in craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. I'm your host this week. This is Chris in Dallas, Texas. That's right, I'm back, bitches. And joining me this week are the following two individuals.
Mike from Boston, Massachusetts.
Toby from Las Vegas, Nevada.
And this week we are doing rye beers.
Rye.
Rye.
Rye. Rye beers. For our fermentation this week, we are doing the Hop Rod Rye from Bear Republic. So anybody that's listened to the show for a while knows that Toby has done this beer in the past, so I think he's going to be sitting this one out.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Then we'll move into.
I think you guys will enjoy it. So, you know.
Yeah, fairly highly rated beer. So
yeah,
we should enjoy it.
Especially from
next,
late
we'll move
beer.
Into some hop topics. Yeah, well,
yeah. I wonder why.
Exactly. Next, we'll move into hop topics. I've got a couple interesting things to talk about. Moving away from the standard format, we'll have a good one posted on the site for next week that you guys can chip in on. We just didn't get anything on the site for this week. Tasting flights. Mike, what are you trying this week?
I'm going to try Mayflower Brewing Company's Summer Rye Ale. And that's from Mayflower Brewing Company.
Summertime.
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 Toby, what about you?
I'm going to try a beer that I talked about in a hop topic way back. I don't even know when it was. It was probably back in like August or September of last year. It's the brewery's Rugbrod, or Rugbrod,
or Rugbrod,
Rugbrewed, something like that.
Yeah. Rugbrewed beer does not sound appetizing.
No.
Rugbrewed.
It is straight through an old rug.
Right after a slamming party.
Nice. Just pick up the rug and wring it out.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Nasty.
For my tasting flight this week, I am trying the
Bong Water Chaser
Full Moon Pale Rye Ale.
Ooh, going back to real ale. Sweet.
Going back to real. I haven't visited with them in a while. So
long time.
And then we'll move into our tweet of the week. We've got a little bit of backwash this week, and then move into our last call with the pint ratings.
Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna drink some beer. Yeah, this is a fermentation conversation. Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah.
For our fermentation conversation this week, we are trying the Bear Republic Hop Rod Rye. This is from Bear Republic Brewing in Cloverdale, California, or Healdsburg. We're not sure which. Website is www.bearrepublic.com.
Google map it.
The style is
maybe they have two
either
different breweries. You never know.
An American IPA or a double / imperial IPA, depending on what source you decide to go to.
Isn't an American IPA basically a double everywhere else?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
The ABV is an 8.0%.
Because it's American.
8.0.
It's American.
Oh.
An 8.0% ABV, IBUs
That's
of 80.
Right.
Ingredients used, it uses a high gravity IPA, or it is a high gravity IPA brewed with 18% rye malt. couple interesting little factoids on this beer. It's a gold winner for the California State Fair for both 2003 and 2009. And it won the gold at the Real Ale Festival in Chicago in 2002. Rate beer rating, 99 out of 100.
Whoa!
Beer Advocate users give it an A. And the Alstrom Brothers, A+.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
A+. Ready to crack it, Mike?
I'm gonna crack it.
Well, it looks like Healdsburg is a little bit further south than Cloverdale.
Yeah, when I was looking on the their website, their restaurant is located in Healdsburg, but their brewery offices are located in Cloverdale. So where it's actually brewed, I don't know.
Somewhere there in California on the 101.
So a nice dark brown color. I didn't get much head. I got like half a finger.
Yeah, me too. But it's hanging there. That half a finger is
it's a nice
hanging
head.
Out. It's got some amber, a good amber hue to it, I think.
Yeah. The scent, I get some nice rye character mixed with some hop citrusiness.
Yeah,
it's got a great aroma,
like a caramely, like a toasted caramely grapefruit.
Yeah, a
little funky, little
get any
earthy,
pininess little, out of it?
Little damp. Yeah,
yeah,
like
a little
fresh
bit.
Juniper.
I was thinking more of a Tory pine. Just kidding.
West Coast.
Shout out to Tory Pines.
All right, I'm gonna take a sip.
Yeah, me too.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Hmm.
That is,
man,
tasty.
It's very
stuff
West Coast.
Right there.
It is very tasty. Good kind of mouthful of hops. I am getting some pininess in there for sure.
And yeah, it's got a nice,
maybe even like a
bitter citrus,
a little bit of a brown sugary. It's like a combination between like a lemon juice and brown sugar.
The rye is definitely present as well.
Definitely.
Yeah. That's right, like folks. Beer Coaster Chris is back. Definitely.
It's like a lemony rye bagel.
Ooh. Lemony rye bagels.
A rye bagel with some lemon schmear.
Nice. This is actually
there is
much.
It's kind of a little chewy hoppiness.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of hoppiness in here, but not too much. Yeah, you know, you look at the IBUs and it's in the 80 IBU.
I mean, the rye is coming
through. A really
through.
Good sort of target. Yeah. We noticed, I think we talked about this before, where, you know, a lot of your standard IPAs tend to hover around that 60 IBU mark. And then, you know, you start getting into the Imperials and stuff, and the really intense ones start hitting the hundreds. Yeah. I think for an Imperial, a little bit bolder IPA, I think that 80 mark's probably a pretty good mark to hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toby had mentioned before that he thinks kind of like 90 is right on the nose, and I think that's, yeah, I mean 80, 90, it's pretty close. The one thing I like about them bringing the IBUs up to that level is, you know, they step up the malts, and I think it adds for a better balanced beer, in my opinion.
Yeah.
In my personal opinion.
It's a very tasty beer, though.
Yeah.
I'm really liking this a lot.
A medium body. And there's some good carbonation. It's just a good mouthfeel, you know? It's like just a good full mouthfeel.
Did you pair this with anything?
It's not too heavy. Well, you know, I just had some tacos from my mother-in-law.
Yes.
Earlier tonight. She's here for the week. So I would definitely pair that maybe with some, like, chipotle hot sauce or something on there, and kind of a smoky hot sauce with some tacos would be good.
Nice.
This one is a no-brainer for me. This is a pastrami on rye with like a spicy brown mustard and some sauerkraut and, yep.
A Reuben?
Absolutely. Well, not a Reuben. I'm not a big fan of the Thousand Island dressing. So I kind of go for like a hybrid regular slash Reuben because I do the mustard. Yeah. But I still love sauerkraut. So good stuff. Oh. So that's the Bear Republic Sweet. Hop Rod Rye from Bear Republic Brewing out of Cloverdale, California. And
dual overhead hop injection.
The Hop Rod Rye. And I am going to drink a little bit more of this while we move into some hop tibbies.
Tibbies.
Hop tibbies.
The country. This is Hop Topics.
Chris has the football.
I have the football.
You have the conch.
Which football is that?
Beer coasters football.
Chris the football. The
yeah.
So we want to talk about a couple of different Hop Topics this week. It's a little bit of a break from our normal or our new format. What we'd like to do in the future is we'd like to have, our Hop Topic listed on the website so we have form some sort of a discussion, and then every other week we'll also be doing in place of that, we'll be doing a new releases segment. We don't have the new releases segment for this week, but we did have a couple topics that we wanted to talk about. The first one being the Mustard Gate 2010. So, for those of you that haven't heard, Mustard Gate 2010 is a situation that happened with Stone Brewery where Stone Brewery sort of branches out and they license out their name and stuff for other products, specifically condiments. They use a company called Carlsbad Gourmet to make a couple different things. There's hot sauces, there's barbecue sauces. And the subject of this discussion is the mustard. So Carlsbad Gourmet is the company that's sort of all about this mustard or they're all about these condiments. And then they go out and contract a company to actually make the mustard after the recipe's been designed and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So Stone found out, how did they find out?
I'm not really sure even how they found out.
I don't know that they even say, I'm not sure how they found out, but anyway, they found out that this mustard that's been carrying their name, they have a Stone Ground pale ale mustard and a Cali Belgique mustard, a Dijon mustard, that doesn't actually use the Stone beer in the mustard, which
what?
Kind of defeats the purpose.
That's just crazy.
So one of the funny things in the video is that they say because there's this video on Stone's website with Greg Cook and I have it up.
Is it the guy from Carlsbad?
Anyway, the head of marketing
for Stone. Oh,
for
okay.
Stone.
Gotcha.
Anyway, they did this video talking about it, and one of the funny things that they bring up is the fact that they sent the beer to these guys to make the mustard, and they got empty kegs back, so...
The but beer went really somewhere, just not in the mustard.
Yeah. So, but one of the things I thought was really cool about this was
yeah, like,
or not cool, but
it's like, dude, the Stone Brewery asked us to make some mustard, and they gave us like kegs of beer, not just cases or a couple bottles. They gave us whole kegs.
Like, no, dude, that was for the mustard. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Not for you.
Oh man.
I think the cool thing about this is Stone's being proactive and going out there and saying, "Hey, we're pulling this off the shelf. We're no longer going to be selling this because of this reason." And it just shows the integrity of that brewery, and Greg Cook, who I'm sure made the executive decision to pull it. It's just very, very interesting and one of the reasons that I really like that company a lot.
Sierra Nevada also does mustards.
Yeah, I've actually had some of their mustards.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can buy those at a lot of different stores.
But if you're interested in buying the Stone mustard, it's now 10% off by using the coupon code
more than that.
MustardGate.
Actually, one of the cool things is that they said that if you actually bought a bottle of the mustard, you can take it back to their store, the Stone Company store, and you can trade it in for. No, but they will give you a 22-ounce bottle of either the Cali Belgique or the Stone Pale Ale.
Nice.
So if you bring in the empty,
that's a good deal.
Yeah, if you bring in the empty mustard pack or jar, they'll give you a 22-ounce bottle in replace of it.
Sweet. So
that's pretty
cool. Nice.
Yep. How about that?
So, Toby, you want to take the next little hop tibby there?
Oh, yeah. Zymergy just came out. They just released their 2010 Best Beers in America poll. And the best beer, the we're just going to go through the top five here. Number five being Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. Number four, the Dogfish 90 Minute IPA. Stone's Arrogant Bastard.
There you go.
Bell's Two Hearted Ale. Which I'm not sure where Bell's is from.
They're in the Midwest. I believe Bell's is in Pennsylvania. I'm not positive.
Is it? I thought they were in the Midwest.
Brewery. Yeah. I could be wrong. It's happened.
I don't know. I've really been wanting to try them because I've been hearing about them for a while.
And the number one best beer in America, according to Zymergy, for 2010 is Russian River's Pliny the Elder.
That is a good one.
And Chris, one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about it was because Rahr and Sons pops up a bunch of times in the top 50.
Yeah, which I can say I have not heard of Rahr and Sons until Chris started to do it on this podcast.
Yeah.
So,
dude, they are all over the place. They're like, what is this? Let's see.
Three of their beers were tied for 12th place.
Yeah, 12th place.
Old Rasputin and Sierra Nevada's Torpedo.
And there's a old number Rasputin
21. Is a good beer.
They have 4, 5 tied for 31st place.
Jeez.
Then another one at 41st place. Yeah, dude. And another one at 49th. Yeah, dude. They're all over this thing.
And they actually got... Zymergy also did a best brewery, as well as a best portfolio, meaning like how many beers like popped up within, you know, how many brands popped up within the whole thing. But as far as the breweries go, Rahr and Sons got number one out of Fort Worth, Texas.
12 beers out of the top 50 were Rahr and Sons beers. That can't be. I don't know that they have more than 12 beers.
Yeah.
I don't know, though, man. I'm looking at this, and I'm going, really, top 50 Blind Salamander? Because I didn't think it was that impressive when I drank it.
Well, maybe...
Or the Ugly Pug, which is number 12.
Somebody knows somebody, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Put me in the top 10.
Yeah, I question this. I think they're good, but...
Are we calling foul already? We're already, all over Rahr & Sons saying... We demand a recount. This is BS.
Yeah.
They also have a Spirit of Homebrew recognition, and Rahr & Sons got number one in that too, which I think means the lower the amount of production kind of gives you that Spirit of Homebrew. Port Brewing / Lost Abbey came in number two. Jolly Pumpkin tied for third with Alpine Beer Company, and Alpine. Russian River got
I miss
the fifth.
Those guys.
Now watch hoppiness. Out! I mean this is Alpine out of San Diego, California, but there is also an Alpine Brewery, which I think is out of Washington. So there's the Alpine Beer Company, and then there's the Alpine Brewing Company. So.
Ooh.
You gotta make sure you watch
pretty
out for those.
But the one on this is the Alpine Beer Company. This is the one out of Alpine, California, which is down near San Diego. They're the ones that do the pure hoppiness,
the
which
pure
is
pure hoppiness.
Yeah, it is pure hoppiness,
which is a contender with Pliny the Elder, I must say. In my personal opinion, I really do believe that pure hoppiness, Pliny the Elder, very much kind of neck and neck, I think.
I think the first time that I had both of those beers was in the same night at O'Brien's.
I was going to say, I have a feeling that I've had both of those on cask at O'Brien's.
Ooh,
in San Diego.
Lucky dog.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure I've had pure hoppiness on cask.
I had pure hoppiness on cask at O'Brien's.
Yeah, I think they're both dry hopped, and it's got kind of that distinct dry hop. Hoppy goodness.
There is, I don't know if this is, I'm not 100% on this, but I think that there's some sort of tie in with O'Brien's and Alpine. I think that they are friends, the owner of O'Brien's.
Oh, really?
And the owners of Alpine. Because I think Alpine Beer Company actually has an O'Brien's Pale Ale or something like that.
Oh, nice. I think one of the owner's favorite beers is Pliny the Elder. So, I know that for a fact.
Fact. So, yeah, if you want to check that out, you can actually go to the American Homebrewers Association's website to see that, which is homebrewersassociation.org.
And if
we found this through
craftbeer.com.
Craftbeer.com, yeah.
And if you're in San Diego,
if you wanted to check out more,
go to O'Brien's and have a Champliny. It's champagne and Pliny the Elder mixed, and it's fantastic.
Nice. Whoa.
Probably should have saved that
I've
for last call.
I've never heard that.
Yep, Champliny.
Last thing, if you want to check out more on the Mustard Gate 2010, go to stonebrew.com/mustardgate2010, and they'll...
Awesome.
You can see the
watch
video.
Watch the video.
Watch the video. It's cool. All right, you guys ready to drink some more?
Yeah, let's drink some more.
Sure. All right.
Yeah. That's the spirit.
On the belch.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
East Coast bitches.
Yes, it is my turn. I'm going to try a beer from Mayflower Brewing Company. This is Mayflower Summer Rye Ale. This is from Mayflower Brewing
the
company.
The company with the best labels.
Yes, they have very, very cool
labels. They are
labels.
Pretty sweet.
I love their art style.
Yeah. It's they're out of Plymouth, Massachusetts. They were founded in 2007. And the brewery basically right now focuses on just distributing the New England market, I believe. Could be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure it's like just New England right now. For malts in this beer, they use 25% rye malts and 75% Pilsner malt. For hops, they use Centennial and Crystal for flavor and finishing. Now, I hadn't heard about Crystal before, because I think of Crystal, I think Crystal Malt.
I was just going to say Crystal Malt. I was just going to say that.
So I wanted to actually call on an old friend of ours in the podcast, the Beer Jargon guy.
Ooh,
Beer Jargon guy.
He's back by popular demand. And by that, I mean one person asked about it. So here he is.
And oddly enough, that person was you.
And now time for Craft Beer Jargon. For this week's beer jargon, the term is Crystal Hops. Crystal Hops was developed from German Hallertau in 1983 to breed a replacement for this noble hop variety in America. This program developed Mount Hood and Liberty Hops. It was released 10 years later for commercial use in 1993. Some of the characteristics of a crystal hop would be a mild aroma. Floral, spicier than Hallertau, cinnamon, black pepper, nutmeg, more pungent than its sister hops, Mount Hood and Liberty. A typical beer style that crystal hops would be used in would be pilsners, other light lagers, and light American ales.
Sweet! Awesome.
Thank you once again, Beer Dragon Guy. Very interesting.
Love those crystal hops.
Oh, and malts for and hops. Yeast on this beer. This is a very interesting beer. They use a Belgian...
Crystal yeast, too?
No, not crystal yeast. But they do use a Belgian golden ale yeast. And they actually use it like a little warm... like they. It's a little warm. They said it's about 75 degrees for three weeks of conditioning, which I don't really know that much about brewing, but I know that this is definitely interesting. With the what?
For three whole weeks.
Three whole weeks, ladies and gentlemen. All right. And availability of this beer is summer. It's their summer ale. It's a seasonal release. Their other seasonal is the Thanksgiving ale, which I've mentioned before. And that's the only two seasonals that they put out right now.
I think those are the only two beers you've tried from them as well.
I think so. Yeah. Oh no, I had at the porter. The show. I had the porter from them. I think.
Did you?
I think so. I know. Sweet. If not, I know I have a tasting sheet now, for it. So
Belgian, I wonder if Belgian yeast, if they survive at a higher temperature, and that's why they did that. I haven't heard anything about that, because usually, you know, above 75 is where, you know, they start to die off, or they don't really produce. They just
not
sit there. They don't do anything. It's too hot.
Lazy bastards.
You know. Yeah, ale yeast is usually between 60 and 75, from what I've
understanding. It seemed kind of interesting to me. It was a little different than the norm, for sure. The ABV on this beer is quite low. It's
lazy bastards.
I can't get this image out of my head, like, of these little lazy, yeast
little yeasties
bugs, like sitting in hammocks in the hot sun, just fanning themselves.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's just too hot to work.
It's too
speaking
hot.
In French.
Yeah.
So the ABV on this beer is 3.8%. It's quite low, and the IBUs are 20. We're talking about 80 before. Well, this is 20. Rate Beer rates this 40 out of 100. Screw the style rating. I don't even care. Beer Advocate users rate this a B, and the Ahlstrom brothers rate this. They don't rate this. It's not available. I'm gonna crack it.
But honestly,
that's the difference between East and West Coast, 60 IBUs.
Yeah. But honestly, I mean, it's a 20 IBU beer. Did we expect higher than a what was the rate beer rating again?
40 out of 100.
I mean, did we expect higher than that on a 20 IBU beer?
They don't even
beer?
Drink it. They just look at the specs.
Yeah, they just look at
20. Oh.
No.
40
perhaps. No, thank you.
Crystal? whatever.
So, on the pour, it is a super pale yellow beer. If you can see that.
Ooh. Yeah, it is.
It's cloudy.
Look at that.
That is like,
it's quite
like
cloudy.
Straw. It's like Hefeweizen yellow.
Yes, it is very much so. Very like Hefeweizen, Belgian wit. Also has that in the aroma, some very... very herbal, citrusy notes to it. Maybe even a tinge of bubblegum.
Sounds like a summer
Maybe
beer.
Just a tiny bit.
That's that Belgian yeast, man.
Yep.
I'm trying to see if I can get some rye on the nose, but it's a lot of citrus going on. Maybe some wheat.
Speaking of bubblegum, Chris, I had another one of those Raging Bitches the other day.
I still have yet to pick one of those up. I'm gonna try to find them.
I need some good stuff, man. I need to send you some, because, man, I love that beer.
Yeah, that's good.
Speaking of which, I actually picked up and drank a bottle of the oak aged chocolate Yeti the other day.
Ooh, I'm gonna take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah.
It's a great soundbite.
Yeah. Really good, crisp character to this beer. This some light rye character in here.
Dude, we are seriously 7 minutes in and you're just now drinking
citrus. Oh, you guys are talking about what?
I know that's our fault.
Funny. You know what I did? Well, I was at the store. I'm talking about my beer here, and you're like, oh, well, I was at the store the other day, I picked up some of this.
I'm not saying it's our fault, because... but it's just funny that it's 7 minutes in and you're just now drinking your beer.
It's a very refreshing beer, very crisp, clean beer. It's got a very, like, Belgian wit, but even lighter and crisper than what a Belgian wit would be. It's like a good hot summer day type beer. Very crisp and clean.
That sounds good. I've been looking for a good beer that has that kind of crispness without that lager metallic-y taste to it.
Yep. And I think this is it. I mean, even though they use a lot of like Pilsner malts, I'm not really picking up much of that.
It could be. It could add to the crispness, you know.
Yeah. It's good though. I mean, it's got a good citrus character to it, but very weedy. If I were gonna pair this with something, I'm thinking some sort of like a savory crepe, maybe like something with chicken and red peppers and some kind of mild cheese. You guys, check it out if you get a chance. It's a good summer beer. Mayflower Summer Rye Ale.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
I'll try not to f*** it up this time.
West Coast.
So this is Toby. Toby out in Las Vegas, Nevada.
What's up, Toby?
What's up? For this week, I am trying the brewery, their beer, the Rugbrod.
Rugbrod.
I think it's Danish.
It is. You really have to bring up.
You know what it's Danish for? It is Danish for rye bread.
Ooh, there you go, buddy. So this is their dark rye ale. It's in the Yule Brew style, which actually is spelled, looks like Jule Brig or Jule Brig, which is basically a Danish winter or Christmas beer. So this is actually more of a winter warmer. It came out last year around, I think, on October, November of 2009. So
we need to drink this for is the from seasons the brewery. There, Beer Coaster Toby.
Yeah. Well, I'm on South African seasons right now because of the whole World Cup thing, you know. Gotcha. Just kidding.
Sweet.
So this is
sorry, that was my World Cup but more of the impression.
Vuvuzelas or whatever those are called. So this is the brewery. They're out of Placentia, California. Basically, it's two brothers, the Rue family, R-U-E. So they put the brewery into the name, Rue into the name. They primarily specialize in Belgian-style beers. You can find them on the internet at thebrewery.com, B-R-U-E-R-Y. This comes in at 8% ABV with 30 IBUs. You can find this year-round. In 750 milliliter bottles, looks like a wine bottle, and on draft. Interesting note, it's loosely based on the Scandinavian Christmas beer, which I already said, screw it. You can go to their website and see a funny little thing about how people pronounce Rugbrod on Vimeo. It's a little video you can watch. Did you guys lose me?
No. Nope. No.
Okay.
Be curious right there with you. To watch that video. And I mean, what is beer
yeah, check it out.
If not liquid bread, so I think it's like perfect for name of the beer, you know.
So this is brewed with three types of rye malt. That's all I could find on the ingredients.
Wow.
Rate Beer gave this a 90.
Really needed to do homework on that. They used rye in it.
Three types of rye. Rate Beer gave this a 93 out of 100 overall, 97 to style. Now, the style that Rate Beer calls this is a specialty grain. So it's not necessarily a rye beer style, but Beer Advocate users gave it a B+. Glug, glug, bitches.
Yeah. I'm actually really shocked with 30 IBUs and it rates a 93 on Rate Beer.
That's just crazy.
See, our whole smack talking has just been shot to hell just now. Right there.
We suck.
With one beer. So it pours out a kind of deep copper color, slightly cloudy. Can't really see through it. It does have some highlights. The bottom.
It's really interesting.
About two fingers of head.
How varied the styles are.
Yeah, I'll say.
With the rye beer. Because, I mean, we've gone from like super light with Mike's to pretty damn dark with Toby's.
Yeah, totally. I mean, Mike's was practically yellow, and this is like really dark compared to that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So on the nose.
On the nose.
Lots of spices. There's almost like not a fruit cake smell, but it's like a fruity spice. Maybe coriander or something like that.
The missing spice girl.
Yeah, I was just thinking this. fruity spice.
And then came the drugs and alcohol.
There's also a nice toastedness, too. It's kind of like, could be that rye, my nice toasted malty character on the nose.
That would have to be from the completely different all-male band, the fruity.
Tell me what you taste, what you really taste. What smell?
It smells pretty yummy. Very sweet. Taking a sip.
Yeah.
Where are we at? 5 minutes in.
Oh, that's Toby's signature sip there. We should start doing pretty nice. Countdown. The ding, ding.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. It's very light mouthfeel, very light bodied, a little crisp. It has a nice dark fruit flavor, kind of like a fig or even a raisin.
Really?
Sounds like a breakfast cereal.
First thing that
Rugbrod, little
first
crisps.
Thing that the first flavor is kind of a cola, and it even kind of has a little bit of a lively mouthfeel that you kind of get. It's not like carbonation. It's not that on the tongue, but
you guys in your cola,
it's very light.
I have yet to try a beer that tastes anything like cola. And maybe it's just an East Coast thing. I don't know.
It's very drinkable. This is very nice. I mean, it's 8%. Watch out. This is a...
Watch out!
This is nice. Nice toasted characters also in the flavor. This is good.
Man, they got some very interesting
maybe a little
beers
cinnamon
on their website.
Yeah, the brewery, those guys, they do some pretty crazy stuff. And I think that's kind of what they try for is Belgian styles / interesting beers. For a food pairing, this might actually be good with a nice, even like a cheese and cracker plate. I think strawberries might go well with this. But not a dessert strawberry, more of like a, you know, popping some strawberries in your mouth with some cheese and some crackers.
Oh, I'll pop some strawberries in your mouth. I mean.
So yeah, that's Rugbrod or Rugbrod or Rugbrood from The Brewery out of Placentia, California, which is Orange County. Oh, see, bitches. And now, representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
My turn, bitches. Shut up.
Dang. That's right. Cut off quick.
So for my beer this week, I am trying the Full Moon Pale Rye Ale from Real Ale Brewing. That's Real Ale Brewing out of Blanco, Texas.
Full Moon.
Their website is www.realalebrewing.com. The style of this beer is a rye beer. ABV of 5.7%. 42 IBUs. The ingredients they use are malted rye and barley, and that's complemented by generous helpings of Willamette and Cascade hops.
I've always pronounced it Willamette also, but I've heard people pronounce it Willamette.
Well, people are stupid.
Which, no. Actually, yes, Chris. I think in Oregon there's a area called Willamette, like there's Willamette Falls or something like that. Well, I just thought of that.
They're still saying it wrong. That doesn't mean anything. It's Willamette. Rate beer rating of 89 out of 100. Beer Advocate users give it a B+ with the Alston Brothers taking this one off.
Maybe it's just the Oregonians that pronounce it that way.
Yeah, because they're from fucking Oregon.
From Oregon.
Cracking it.
Don't be talking smack about Oregon, dude.
I'm not talking smack about Oregon.
Oregon rocks.
Oregon's got some badass beers.
Hell yeah.
They certainly do.
Yeah. Beervana.
Pouring the beer. Yeah. So.
Rio Blanco. Did you do the Rio Blanco before?
Yeah, I think I did the Real Blanco.
Yeah.
Beer's got a nice golden color to it. Not much of a head, about half a finger off white head. Fairly clear, nice carbonation going on. On the nose, the malts, the rye malts are right up front.
I think we've had almost every shade of color on the show today.
Yeah. Yes, we are the United Shades of Beer.
Yeah.
Is that like the United Colors of Benetton?
Well, that's what I was thinking when I said it. It just didn't come out quite right.
Is that like 1980s?
I'm dating myself.
A little bit of citrus from the hops, but it's not overly
pronounced.
We're
trying to push this
mostly
till 5 minutes, Chris. Yeah, they are. The colors of Benetton.
I don't know why that's so funny.
It's because it's old school, dude. I haven't heard that in a long time.
We should. I wish we could have photos of each of our beers that we tried, just so you could see all the
taking a sip
different shades. It'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Let's all show our shades. Even though the audience
can't
see them. Mine is some cloudy ass yellow.
Very interesting. It's the style's a pale ale with rye. It's very much what I get. There's the rye is up front, the kind of spiciness of the rye, but it's nicely balanced with the hops on the back end. It's not, and they're not overly bitter or forward. Just a little bit of citrus on the back.
Rye in the front and hops in the back.
That's right.
Because the taste is strong and the body is kicking. I'm thinking about sipping.
Yes.
God, Mike is just old school all the way this week.
Oh, yeah. Think about sipping.
A little bit of fruity sweetness. Not a lot. It's actually not a very intense beer. It's pretty mellow. This would be a good session beer.
What's the ABV again?
Very interesting rye beers this week, I'll have to
5.6.
Not only all over the map 5.7. With color, but with just everything. Taste, flavor, aroma. 5.7.
Yeah.
On the burp, I get a little bit
on
of...
On the burp?
Just kidding. That's for Toby.
What did you have for dinner?
Oh, yeah. Pretzels. See, that could totally affect...
Yeah, the burp quality of a beer will absolutely be influenced by what you had for dinner.
Dude, I went and had dinner Speaking last night dinner, at this what, restaurant.
What would you pair with this?
Go ahead, finish your story, Toby, while I'm thinking of this.
You know, they bring out the little bread basket, you know, to have bread and butter before you, you know, place your order or whatever. They had big, fat, like, pretzel sticks, you know, like soft pretzels.
Nice.
But they were they were straight pretzel sticks, but they were soft pretzels with, like, big, fat grains of salt on them. If I was Beer Coaster Mike, I would call them Barvarian pretzel sticks.
Nice.
But, yeah, they were good. If you like soft pretzels, I was impressed. There was no mustard, though. There was just butter. I'm like, come on, man. If you're going to give me pretzel sticks, give me some mustard.
So for the pairing
this
on this...
is dirty.
I'm thinking, like, a good chicken pesto pasta... Like a whole wheat pasta with pesto and some grilled chicken.
Whoa.
Tossing in some whole wheat, getting healthy on us.
Specific.
I think that would go really well with this.
So specific.
Because it's not overly intense, so you know you can sort of handle those milder flavors.
Are you talking about an angel hair, or are you talking about spaghetti?
No, like an angel hair.
What are you talking about here?
Like an angel hair. Okay. The whole wheat pasta.
Now I see where you're going with this.
God, it sounds really good right now.
Yeah, that's good. We'll be back after this dinner break from Beer Coaster Podcast.
So that's the Full Moon Pale Rye Ale from Real Ale Brewing out of Blanco, Texas.
Blanco.
Tweet time.
Balders says, patiently waiting the ISS over my home, and the beer I am drinking is making me see galaxies that I don't think exist. Oops. B-dub.
Backwash time, foes.
Time
first bit of backwash we got is from Tom. He says, hey, fellow beer coasters. I am at Blue Palms in Hollywood, which I know Summers is a big fan of, where David Walker of Firestone Walker Brewing is serving up cheese to go with his beers. Very cool.
Nice.
I've just had a Gratzka.
Yeah. Good luck with that one.
DBO something. Spanish / Catalan semi hard goat cheese paired with Parabola. That's a 13% ABV imperial stout aged in American oak barrels that tastes of vanilla, tobacco, and coca. Tins with notes of toasty Kahlua chocolate, boysenberry, and licorice.
Wow!
I'm not really trying a cheese from a semi-hard goat.
A flaccid goat.
It's kind of scary.
He says, I have found beer heaven, and it is in Hollywood.
Nice.
I told David all about the podcast, and he seemed very enthusiastic, but didn't want to do an impromptu iPhone recorded interview. But he did say, give his regards and thanks for contributing to the cause of artisanal beers. I guess that's a step up from craft beer. And that's okay by me, because let's face it, between 4 and 5 pints ratings is a universe of joy and art. Wish you were here, nice. Tom, in Los Angeles.
That's nice. Awesome.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks for mentioning us to freaking David Walker's Firestone Brewing. That's awesome.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom.
That's cool. So, yes, our other one is from Tom as well. And now he's at the Daily Pint again. They just put on Stone's 14th anniversary. If you're looking for a repeat of the 13th, you'll be looking for a while. It's assertive, no surprise, heavy in pine in the nose, but grapefruit in the taste. It's bitter to the bitter end, with a finish that might wreck you for any other beer you have for the rest of the night. 3.5 pints. Oh, he gives a beer coaster rating.
Nice.
3.5 pints from beer coaster Tom. Nice. I followed up with Alesmith Summer Yule Smith.
What's even nicer is the next one.
See, I'm a Alesmith holds a very special place in my heart, a brewery in San Diego. Anyway, he says, I followed up with Alesmith Summer Yule Smith, 5 pints all the way. That's nice. Right, Tom.
Yeah, baby.
You can smell the damn glass from 4 feet away. Putting up to your nose is like laying in a wildflower-cloaked clearing in a redwood forest and burying your face in the dirt. Intense. Pretty, pretty intense. What nice. For my third? Dogfish Head Chicory Stout. Lucifer's nice. Belgian. Marin. What is it? Marin Point.
Point Reyes.
Porter. Point Reyes Porter?
Yeah.
It's an endless supply of beers I've never had. How did I get so lucky? Tom in Los Angeles.
Man, I can't wait Sweet. To go. I just want to go to a beer bar at some point and be like looking at the wall of beer and going, I have not tried any of these. This is going to be a great night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I haven't had that experience in a while.
Yeah. And the last Very piece cool. of backwash is actually a part of our guest book on the website. It comes from Pale Ale Paul. He says, good job on the new site, guys. I remember finding your podcast on iTunes and trying to get on your old site. you guys have improved your site so much. Who created it? I haven't listened to the show since the first few episodes, but I will definitely listen to some newer episodes and try to catch up. Sweet. Thanks, Sweet. Pale Ale Paul. We like your name, too.
Yep. As far as who created it, we all kind of
yes,
worked together to create it.
Contributed to it.
With the help of Squarespace's tools.
Yeah.
Which
yes.
If you haven't checked it out, squarespace.com. It's a great website building site.
Shout out to Squarespace. Yeah. They rock.
We should be getting some sort of kickback on this, I'm sure. But
yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Episode 58 brought to you by squarespace.com.
Yeah. their website building tools are awesome. And it's just so much better. We were the old site that we were doing. We were using Apple's tools and hosting on Apple servers. And I mean, anybody that went to the old site knew how well that worked, which to say wasn't at all. But, yeah. but the Squarespace sites are much better, and just quicker and better optimized than
And it's pretty much the best editor you people will ever find. If you don't know how to code, you know, this is...
Yeah, it may not be the best editor you'll ever find, but if you don't know anything about website building, which is our case, you know, a couple things we had to learn.
It's the best WYSIWYG editor out there, though.
I'm still learning.
I know, and one of these days we'll get you to post an episode properly. I won't have to go back and clean it up afterwards.
One of these days.
Sweet. But thank you, Pale Ale Paul. We're glad that it's awesome that you've come back to listen.
Yeah.
Because it's disappointing that we lost you in the first place, but believe me, I can understand. The website was so bad.
Yeah. You've got some episodes and some beers to be catching up on there, pal. So
yep.
Catch up. Get back to us.
Let's move on to last call and wrap this sucker up. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen, in our here last call segment.
Face to face, ladies and gentlemen. Couple of beer coasters.
This is the segment of the show where we give our pint ratings and other various. Oh, Mike, what do you got for your pint ratings?
Thanks for that, Chris.
For my pint ratings, let's see. For the Bear Republic Hop Rod Rye, I give it 4 pints. I think it's a good, chewy, hoppy beer, and I really enjoy it. I like these type of beers, and yeah, that's what I'm going with. Kind of plain and simple, 4 pints. Not too big of a description. I like it a lot. For the Mayflower Brewing Company's Summer Rye Ale, I give it a 4.5. I think this. Here's the interesting thing about this beer. I like this beer, but also my girlfriend likes this beer, and that is almost an impossible task to find a beer that someone who likes craft beer. And for someone who doesn't like craft beer at all, for them to enjoy this beer, it's a great summer beer. Very crisp, very light. Don't get me wrong. I mean, if you're a craft beer fan and you like some really heavy beers or some really hoppy beers, this isn't that. But it's a very good quality, crisp summer ale. So check it out if you get a chance.
Nice.
Toby, what about you?
The brewery's Rugbrod. Rugbrood.
Rugbrod?
Rugbrod.
Rugbrood?
Rugbrod. This beer is pretty freaking tasty. I've been waiting a long time to try this beer, and I finally get to try it. And you know what? I'm not disappointed. I like it. I mean, as it warmed up, I got some chocolatey characters that came out. Some molasses. It's
chocolatey characters
drinkable.
That came out. What'd you get, like
Count Chocula?
Count Chocula. And...
yeah.
Count. All kinds of characters.
Oh, you guys.
Cocoa Pebbles and.
But it's
Cocoa
very
Puffs. Don't
drinkable.
That,
I mean,
Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah. What's his name?
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Guy?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway. very tasty. I am giving it 4.5. Like it. Good stuff.
Sweet.
And I think it actually works well as a winter warmer.
Interesting.
Very cool. For my pint ratings for this week, starting with the Bear Republic Hop Rod Rye, I really, really like this beer a lot. I'm going to give it 4.5 pints.
Woo!
I really couldn't find anything wrong with it.
But yet you robbed it of like, half a point.
Well, yeah, because it wasn't the, you know, the kind of... 5 pints needs to be that eye-opening experience of...
Yeah.
Wow! You know, and while this was...
Something that makes
really
it go
good,
half-hearted
very tasty.
Or something.
Yeah. Exactly.
Gotcha.
Oh, this made gets. My goat half hard. 5 pints.
Oh my god. No, but it's a good solid beer. I don't have anything negative to say about it. It's just a great. It's a really really good beer. Something I would enjoy just about any time. For the Real Ale, Full Moon Pale Rye Ale. This is another good beer. It was very tasty. It's very sessionable. At 5.6, not very high, so you know, you could have a few of these. And it's sort of along the same lines of what you were talking about Mike, how it has that crispness without the added on downsides of like a crisp lager would have. Mm-hmm. This had a lot of the same feelings. There's a smoothness there that allows for it to be sessionable. I'm gonna give it 4 pints. It was very good. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Nice.
So those are my pint ratings.
I don't really have anything specific this week. If you want to check out Mayflower Brewing Company, I do not have that URL, but it's probably mayflowerbrewingcompany.com. I guess some good offerings. Of course, if you're in the New England area, that's the only time you're going to get them. So, or the only place you're going to get them at this point. So, anyway, cool. Check them out. You get a chance.
Yeah, check out thebrewery.com. BRUERY.com. And also craftbeer.com. Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Real quick, realalebrewing.com and, of course, bearrepublic.com for our FC for this week. Also wanted to thank Pale Ale Paul and Tom in LA for the backwash this week.
Yeah. Thanks. That was really cool.
You can follow us on Twitter. It's Beer Coasters Pod. And Facebook, you can follow us. Just search for Beer Coasters Podcast. Toby's been really good about keeping up on the Facebook thing.
Yep.
Tweeting.
It's fun stuff, you know? It's fun.
Yeah. Tweeting is
fun.
Some
people might call it gay, but it's fun.
Hey.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
We love our gay listeners. Red, right? Well, we don't love our gay listeners, but we love them.
Oh my god, dude. It's falling apart. Quick, somebody pick it up.
Mike. If you have any comments, suggestions, your favorite beer or bar, let us know. You can email us backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com. You can also leave audio backwash at 972-914-8502. Leave us some audio backwash or drunk dial if you wish. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Haven't had that in a while. Go to beercoasterspodcast.com. That's our website that
check it out.
Pale Ale Paul seems to love so much now. And you can go to iTunes, search for Beer Coasters Podcast. We are there. You can subscribe. It's all good. And don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com and see what we're drinking next week. Get an idea. Maybe you can look for the same style or the same kind of whatever.
Yeah, we've been real good about that lately.
Same kind of whatever.
If you want to pick up some swag, t-shirts and mugs and whatnot, the beer stein on here is awesome. CafePress.com/beercoasterspod, and you can check out all the merch we got for sale.
If you really want to support the Beer Coasters Podcast, that's one way to do it. Yep.
Yeah. Or you could just send us money. Yeah. To too. Tell your friends. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Don't forget, there is a Beer Coaster promo going on. If you check in the promos and pints section of the website, you can see Aces and Ales. If you check out Aces and Ales, if you're in the Las Vegas area, they have, what was it, like 18 different things on draft, and they're expanding, Toby? Is that correct?
22?
Whoa. 22.
I think it was 22.
That's more than 18, folks.
They were expanding when we were there.
But if you say that Beer Coasters Podcast sent you, then they're going to give you a free pint, and that's pretty cool. And if you're in Las Vegas, you can support your local brewery, which would be Aces and Ales if you're on the West Coast. And drink local, because local is fresh. Don't drink and drive, folks.
Very cool place on top of that. On top of the free pint, it's actually a really cool place.
Yeah, they also do growler fills, which is crazy. And they also do, you can buy 22s there and either drink them or take them with you. It's pretty sweet.
And from time to time, the Beer Coaster dancers are there playing pool. So if you, you know, bump into them, you can tell them we said hi.
Say what's up to the beer coaster dancers.
Yeah.
Cheers!
Cheers,
buddy!
Cheers.
Clank. I knew that was coming. That's a spirit. Tell me what you taste, what you really, really taste. Because the taste is strong and the body is kicking, I'm thinking about sipping. I'm not really into trying a cheese from a semi-hard goat.
Oh, this made my goat half hard. 5 pints!